This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1677. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 10th, Afghanistan, Alaska, Antarctica, Australia, Azerbaijan, Bolivia, Canada, Colombia, Finland, Germany, Indonesia, Iran, Israel, Korea, Myanmar, Newfoundland, Papua New Guinea, Paraguay, Sudan, Taiwan, USA, Zambia, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. We mentioned recently the target broadcast to Afghanistan, recently reactivated, called Salam Vatandar, Hello Countrymen. I've been trying to hear one of their broadcasts, 1330 to 15 UT on 15615, but no luck so far. Propagation just hasn't been working from the presumed Bulgaria site. But I did hear their morning broadcast for a few minutes before closing at 0400 on 11545 on July 4th. They were talking calmly, presumably in Pashto. That one starts at 0230 UT. In Deneb Radio DX via RustDX, Dmitry Kotusov points out that KNLS Alaska marks its 30th anniversary on July 23rd. And they started immediately broadcasting in Russian on that date. And there is a special anniversary QSL card illustrated on their website, at least on the Russian portion of their website, which is knls.net, where the full schedule is also displayed, including English hours as follows: at 10 UT on 9655, at 12 on 7355, and at 15 on 9920. I was hearing it earlier this year on 7355, but it's just not been propagating lately. Seems they really ought to be on a higher frequency in the summer, even if they're trying to reach Asia. Flipping to the Antarctic, Dave Hughes in Kansas City says LRA 36 was quite strong. July 10th at 1908 UT. He can't hear it on his own receiver, but he does a lot of listening via the remote receiver in Twente in the Netherlands, as many of us do. He says it was on at 1858 UT. I tuned in about an hour later and was also hearing it via that remote receiver, but not much after 2000, although it supposedly stays on until 21. Ian Baxter in New South Wales informs us that the Greeks have returned to shortwave down under. Radio Symbon has come back on the air with its Greek programming for several weeks now. They had been carrying a Samoan program instead. 2368.5 kilohertz as of July 10th at 0940. On Facebook via Mike Terry, Keith Perrone says, it seems Radio Australia will be gone from shortwave by the end of next year. Many key positions within RA have been handed to ABC staff in Sydney. There were two reports that were done internally for the government on the size of Radio Australia's audience. The ABC decided to give the government the survey done by an IT firm in Australia. Steve Luce in Texas replies, from a North American perspective, Radio Australia still has a nice amount of times and frequencies to choose from, one of the easiest shortwave broadcasters to hear in a declining medium. If they pull the plug, it is virtually the end of any casual shortwave worth listening to here. Jerry Linneman in Waco says, I agree, if Radio Australia and New Zealand pull the plug, there will be very little English programming left. Dejection and despair. John Filiozzi in New York replies pessimistically, the proverbial handwriting is on the wall. Radio Australia is no longer its own master, with the international radio section and administrative responsibilities for it folded into the Australia network, and for all intents and purposes transferred out of Melbourne, its historic base, to Sydney, where it seemingly has no constituency. RA's new leadership has no specialization or background in radio, let alone international radio. While still on its own, RA's director general had plans to transform it into two distinct networks, one for Asia and one for the Pacific. That plan is now dead, embarrassingly frozen at its first stage with no movement toward rationalization. With recent staff retirements, voluntary and forced, RA has all but lost its institutional memory. There is little or no commitment for further development, and all the signs point to another ignominious and ungrateful end for a formerly great public institution. We've all seen this movie too many times already. We know how it ends, says John Filiozzi. Well, at least there's still a sesquire to go, if Keith Perrone is correct. By the way, a widely quoted article from India claimed that Radio Australia had already dropped shortwave by someone who was not well informed. That strange little 10-kilowatt transmitter in Stepanakert, Azerbaijan, continues to be monitored, at least in Europe. But rather frustratingly, in Pladiex, Luca Bottofiore in Italy says on July 6th at 16:23 he was hearing an open carrier on 9677.5. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, who tracks it closely, reports on July 9th, Tuesday, from 09 to 13, there was an NID station, probably in Azeri, with awful audio and modulation. It was not Voice of Talishistan, and there was interference from Romania in German after 1200. We may assume it was probably the other station they've been carrying, or at least part of the time, called Voice of Justice. As more and more shortwave stations give up, it's nice to hear of some coming back. In the Condish list, Miguel Castellino in Argentina reports Bolivia's Radio Tropico reactivated. Heard July 6th at 2203 on 4959, giving a time check and ID. This was also heard by Ernesto Palero in Argentina at 2325, although he says it was coming and going. He would hear a few words in Spanish and then just a carrier. So they're obviously having problems. I did some research and found that the Radio Difusora Tropico was last reported in the LASW log 6 years ago in July of 2007. The frequency given was 4958 variable. I did that after I heard a carrier close to 4958, which may very well have been that station, about 4957.9, a weak one at 0109 UT, July 7th. In shortwave bulletin, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden was also looking for it. And July 7th at midnight 5, he was hearing a carrier with sidebands but no audio on 4957.98. Exactly the same frequency was heard July 5th into 6th between 2153 and 0304, but no sign of any audio, so he's not concluding it was really Radio Tropico. Certainly a frequency for further checking. 4958 variable. Meanwhile, I continue to monitor the much stronger Bolivian signals on 49 meters around 0100 UT. Quite reliable, but occasionally missing, is Radio Pio XII on 5952.44. The strongest of them all is Radio Santa Cruz, slightly below 6135. On UT Sunday, July 7th, a full ID at 0101, and then a full ID again contained in their sign-off announcement. That was the local Saturday night. Perhaps it's normal for them. Other evenings, they stay on the air much later. And slightly below 6155 is Radio Fides, which is the weakest of the three. I've yet to hear a definite ID, but I'm sure it must be that from other reports. The carrier is about 50 hertz low. Another one, which is hard to hear even in neighboring Chile due to adjacent channel interference from Albania and Radio Martí in Cuban jamming, is Radio Patria Nueva on 6025. But in the Condish list, Claudio Galas in Chile reports it July 6th at 0248 with an ID amid a football game. We must DX Canadian TV while we still can in analog. In WTFTA, Bill Hepburn in Ontario reminds us that the entire CBC analog network went off the air July 31st of last year. although there are some privately owned stations affiliated with the CBC still on the air. They're all in British Columbia on channels 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and I think mostly low-powered. From other networks, at least for now, there are a few Channel 2 analog stations which remain on the air, and I've picked up three of them just in the past week. If you get global on Channel 2 around here anyway, it's either CKND in Minnedosa, Manitoba, or CIII TV2 in Bancroft, Ontario, which is beyond Toronto. I also got CTV with a definite ID for Sault Ste. Marie on 2. That's CHBX. By the way, don't be confused, although its Canadian network is CTV, they were carrying in parallel the dance competition from Fox in the U.S., even including the Fox Bug in the lower right. More notable is TVDX by Double Hop from South America into North America. Now much more possible, except around here, due to the lack of U.S. analog stations. Mike Bugay in Connecticut reports to WTFDA that he got HJBH on Channel 4 in Santa Marta, Colombia, May 29th, the distance being 2,120 miles. It was an ID at first, but he was able to match up the video later with the website from that network, Caracol. In communication of the British DX Club, news that Radio Hami, H-A-M-I, the Finnish Amateur Radio League annual summer camp event radio station, will be active July 11 to 14th, programming around the clock, though mainly between 05 and 21 UT. And using the transmitters of Scandinavian Weekend Radio, 5980 or 6170 and medium wave 1602. That's according to a Facebook note via Simon Peter Lear. Alan Pennington, editor, says on the homepage of Radio Hami, the only shortwave frequency mentioned is 6170. Check radiohami.fi. Besides their regular Saturday broadcast on 7265, Hamburger Lokalradio has also been testing on 15785, compatible USB, on Sundays and Wednesdays. The time changed slightly for the first two-hour broadcast to 07 to 9 UT as of July 7th. That's in order to avoid colliding with China on the same frequency. Otherwise, there should be no interference. And that included World of Radio at 07:30, heard by Alan Pennington. World of Radio repeating on Sundays half an hour after the start of each broadcast, that is at 10:30, 14:30, and 18:30. They've also been testing the past two Wednesdays between 16 and 20 UT. Probably also including a World of Radio broadcast. And actually, the Sunday broadcast, July 7th, was still on the air at 21:10 in English, says Noel Green in England. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden says RRI Palangkaraya, Indonesia, is one of very few stations left there on the bands, quite often heard but with a weak signal, such as July 1st at 22:15 on 3325. Monitoring the local evening broadcast in his morning, Ron Howard in California says it was off the air early on July 4th, gone by 1306. Of course, there's also Papua New Guinea on the same frequency, so it's best when one of them is off. Another RRI station, which is a difficult catch, since it operates only in the daytime, is Nabire on 7289.95. But Brian Clark in New Zealand managed to hear it July 4th until closing down at 07:58:30. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1677. You can read much more in DX Listening Digest, upon which this edition is based, the new edition number 13-28, via worldofradio.org. Your financial support, always welcome to keep our broadcasts and website going. Buy a check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Or not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Ivo Ivanov adds one more special Ramadan broadcast from Iran to the schedule we gave last week. effective until August 8th. It's at 2230 to midnight 27 UT in Arabic on 9500. He's also been looking at the HFCC registrations, indicating that Iran is planning to change scheduling of all its shortwave broadcasts. At first, it looked like they would be starting 10 minutes earlier than before, and then 30 minutes earlier. So it's apparently a work in progress. Another shortwave broadcaster has quit unexpectedly and without notice. Israel Radio, which for the past few years was broadcasting only in Persian, but Ivo Ivanov says those transmissions have not been heard since July 1st. They were between 14 and 15:30 on 13850 variable and 15760. Then Mike Berkla found something about this on WRTH Facebook. It seems that Kol Israel Persian transmissions on shortwave have been suspended, followed by an inadequate Google translation. Listeners who hear, please consider. Unfortunately, because of lack of funding, shortwave radio broadcasts by Radio Israel have been taken away from us. We are doing our best to resume them, but it may not be possible. Zaharias Langus draws our attention to an interesting new article by Martin Williams of North Korea Tech, but instead at another website, www.nknews.org, titled "How South Korea Tries to Jam North Korean Radio Signals." And it includes lots of audio clips. You might have better luck searching for the primary title, Seoul's North Korean Jamming AM and Shortwave. Ron Howard, California, reports unusual reception July 8th of Myanmar radio. At 1311, on their lower spur of 7185.76, there was fair reception with two equally strong audio feeds, whereas the primary frequency of 7200.06 at 1320 had one strong audio feed and an extremely faint secondary audio. He posted clips of both at his Box.com website. Since at least last August, CKZN in Newfoundland has been way off frequency from 6160, about 800 hertz high or so varying, producing a big heterodyne with the other CBC station in Vancouver, CKZU, which is much closer to 6160, and also heterodyning anything else on 6160. But it's finally back, close to the proper frequency, first noted by Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, 6159.966, on July 7th and 8th, around 0230 and 0300 with CBC programming. Since the two CBC stations are 5.5 time zones apart, it should not be difficult to tell them apart, especially in the summer when there's lots of light with late sunsets and early sunrises. Wolfgang Büschel found them only 13 hertz apart when he checked between 0535 and 0600. CKZN on 6159.969 and CKZU on 6159.982. However, he was using two different remote receivers. More from Ron Howard this week on the recently reactivated NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea on 3325, which must never be confused with RRI Palangkaraya, Indonesia. He says July 5th was one of their strongest receptions of Bougainville, random listening from 1125 until it went off at 1302, 1 minute earlier than before. But at that time it was mixing with Palangkaraya. He got a response from Stacy Rose at the station from Facebook. "Thanks for taking time to make contact. I'm thrilled you were able to hear the transmission. Goodness, this serves as a stark reminder for me that there is no limit to where and how people will hear what I put out into the universe. Blessings to you. Please keep listening and enjoy." Ron also says NBC Bougainville's schedule is now Monday through Saturday. It's still not heard on Sundays, such as July 7th. On July 6th, Palangkaraya was off the air from 11:58 to 12:20, leaving NBC Bougainville in the clear. Bougainville was also heard by Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, July 6th at 1915, measured 4 hertz below 3325, although he says it's tentative. Talking music of the style Papua stations use, definitely not sounding like any RRI program. The signal rated S6. After recently discovering that Indonesia had reactivated 3345 as RRI Ternate, on July 7th at 1208, Ron Howard was hearing something else on that frequency. Suspected of being another reactivation, this time NBC Northern, the voice of Oro in Papua New Guinea. Actually, RRI was about 100 hertz low, so the two were making quite a heterodyne, which he was still hearing at 1407. He says, my last log of NBC Northern was on March 8th, when they were still on the air at 1503. Mauno Rita in Finland then checked this out first on the Brisbane remote receiver and did hear NBC Northern, but no other station, until Ternate signed on at 2027. He then heard the same carriers directly on his own receiver. He measured the two frequencies as 3344.873 and 3345.032. However, the next day, July 8th, NBC Northern was gone again. He was only hearing RRI Ternate with no heterodyne, but he says that one is routine now, at least for Ramadan. In ADX via BCDX, Christoph Ratzer in Austria reports that the Paraguayan station La Voz del Chaco Paraguayo ZP30 is being carried by a German transmitter in the German language. It's the Venermoor 1, daily at 20 to 21 UT on 3995. Christoph Ratzer in Austria also reports, this time in shortwave bulletin, another nice signal from the Voice of Africa, Sudan, in English, 9505, around 1730 to 1830 UT, but audible only in upper sideband. Some days it's strong, or rather QRM is strong. Some days it comes in better, and early in July it was excellent. Also reported by Manikant Lodaya, who is, I think, in South Asia, at 17 UT in English on July 8th, music and commentary, and info regarding the station at 1725, their email and postal addresses. On three nights in early July, I was hearing a mysterious 1 kHz tone test on 15150. Before and after 0500 UT, no other signal. Then on July 7th, Wolfgang Büschel was hearing it instead on 15400 at 0521. That was interfering with Radio Dabanga to Sudan via Madagascar. Thus, I conclude that both frequencies' tones were Sudanese jamming. They've already been doing it to other Dabanga frequencies, 11650, and I think they were mixed up about jamming 15150, which Dabanga does use in the local evenings, but not in the mornings. There continues to be a lot of confusion and discussion about Taiwan demolishing certain shortwave sites. In the shortwave sites group, Ian Baxter provides what he calls the rumor file about RTI in Huawei. One way to spell it is H-U-W-E-I. You may be aware that the RTI shortwave transmission site will close sometime between now and December. There are rumors about the RTI Huawei shortwave site that it might become a museum. Antennas will be felled to make way for the planned Huawei high-speed rail station, but the transmission building might be saved as a museum. This is just one proposal. Currently, the medium wave RTI site at Minchung is also home to a national radio museum. RTI Huawei is the most beautiful of all RTI transmission sites. Lots of important reading has emerged of concern to any American concerned about the status of U.S. government international broadcasting. Columbia Journalism Review has published an article, Mission Impossible, VOA Journalism. You can find it under that title at www.cjr.org. This provoked a couple of biting commentaries by the Federalist at BBG Watch. You can find those at www.usgbroadcasts.com. And furthermore, Kim Andrew Elliott reactivated his blog on July 6th for a long commentary he calls The Battle for the Soul of U.S. International Broadcasting. It's at www.kimandrewelliott.com. Here, I'll just quote his conclusion. The battle for the soul of U.S. international broadcasting has been joined. The outcome will determine whether USIB does news or propaganda, whether it is market-based or centrally planned, and whether it will have an audience or not. Please note that from this week, UT July 13th, World of Radio will be heard at a slightly later time on Area 51 via WBCQ, and we assume it will be invariable. 0200 UT Saturdays, that's Friday nights in North America, 9 p.m. Central Time on 5110 variable compatible USB. Also this week only, I understand we're preempted and not heard on the ACB Radio Mainstream webcast because of their annual conference. Otherwise, we're heard every 4 hours on UT Fridays. The reactivated KVOH in California carried out another test on 17775, Sunday, July 7th, between 17 and 19 UT. This time, propagation was much more favorable than it had been for the first test 8 days earlier, and I'm sure more are to come, not only on 17775, but on their other frequency, 9975 in the evenings. In western North America, there should be lots of DX opportunities on 1020, since 50 kilowatt station KCKN in Roswell, New Mexico, has transmitter problems, and I understand is running only about 500 watts, although they're authorized temporarily for a full kilowatt. Zambia could be the next country without shortwave, Bill Bingham in South Africa says. ZNBC2 has been off the air for some time from 6165, but on July 10th, ZNBC1 was also missing from 5915, checked between 0320 and 0330. That's all that was left after Christian Vision closed its Zambian transmitters. Brian Clark in New Zealand is happy to have heard one of his most wanted targets, Zanzibar, on 6015. Before and after 0400 UT, June 22nd, he was checking every day for it around the solstice. At first we thought it might be Long Path over North America, but since it was the shortest day of the year, it was really via Short Path coming over the Indian Ocean south of Australia. It's not unusual for Ron Howard to hear the same around 04 UT in California. For him, it's Short Path across Africa, the Atlantic, and North America. The only other frequency from Zanzibar, 11735, is somewhat irregular. They use it all the way into the evening, signing off around 2100. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4, July 18th to 21st. Solar flux peaking at 140, July 11th and 12th, and down to 100 on the 24th and 25th, back up to 135 by August 1st. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1677.